Scientists have produced the first complete gapless human genome 20 years after the Human Genome Project generated the first draft of the sequence. And for more on this and why it's important and what we might learn about ourselves or not, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ting Wong, a geneticist and professor of medicine at Washington University in St. Louis. Good afternoon, Professor.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Ting. Is this Dan?
This is Dan, and why is this so important to us?
So, as you probably already know, the Human Genome Project is a big deal, right? So, ever since we had our human genome reference, the whole biomedical sciences, how biomedical sciences has been conducted, has been changed. But that human genome reference that we've been using for 20 years is not quite complete. So this most recent version of the human genome is considered a complete one. Before I hopped on, I just heard you talking about traffic in the Bay Area. I actually lived in Bay Area for 3 years, so that sounded very familiar.
Uh-huh.
But this is essentially, a now complete map. Imagine in the past, the map isn't quite complete. So there are places that we don't know existed on the map, but now, things are all on the map now. So this is why this new version of human genome is important.
So what was missing in this?
Right. So the original Human Genome Project, again, is a big accomplishment, big deal. It's estimated to still miss about 8% of the sequences, right? So the total amount of sequences is equivalent to an entire chromosome. But they're spread around in different chromosomes. There are regions that are very difficult to map, like highly repetitive centromere DNA, telomere DNA. So this is very difficult to map. Equivalent to, let's say, in a physical map, it's very difficult to map the path to Mount Everest, right? So that's why those sequences are left unfinished.
So what do we do with this information? How is this going to, or will it tell us something about ourselves now going forward?
So first of all, that information used to be missing, right? So we know centromere is important. It's important in every step in life, in cell cycle, proliferation. And there are a lot of diseases related to these sequences, again, centromeres and other type of repeats. And in the past, we just don't have such a reference. We don't have a benchmark. But now we do. So I think this information will clearly stimulate better research and better medical information and better health.
Is this something that you can use immediately, or is this something that you won't get the effects from for a number of years?
I think the impact will be both short-term and long-term, right? For example, in the short-term, people have been using the existing human reference genome for 20 years, right? So now we can use this newer version to correct a lot of the errors that has occurred in the past. We can improve some of the analysis immediately. But I would argue the long-term benefit, long-term impact will be even bigger.
What excites you the most about this discovery?
What it excites most are actually there are at least three things that are extremely exciting. First, this is indeed a complete map of the human genome for a lot of the regions in the human genome. Now we have the information, right? So this is by itself an exciting opportunity. But it's really about what we discover on top of this that's going to make a impact. So that's extremely exciting. Secondly, technology, right? So, technology is what make it happen, right? So back when human reference genome was made 20 years ago, we can sequence like 500 base pairs a pot, right? But now we can do 20,000 base pairs in one run. So this is what enabled us to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this discovery, this accomplishment will further stimulate technology development, right, and make this whole process better and easier. So that's a second excitement. But the third one to me is the most important. That is, you know, the more we know, the more we know that we don't know. Right? So that means new opportunities for research. For example, we call this a complete human genome, but we don't call this the complete human genome, because this complete reference genome that we have in hand and that we're celebrating represents one single individual, right? And it's actually not a real individual, but, you know, it doesn't contain the diversity that represents human species. So now we recognize this and we have the technology. So immediately we see the next step is to, you know, to see, you know, not a fully sequenced genome, not a single fully completed genome, but 2, 10, 100, 1,000, many more, to the point where we really understand what the human genome is about. So I think that's really, to me, the most exciting implication of this accomplishment.
Well, like you said, the more we know, the more we don't know. Professor, appreciate your time this afternoon. That is Ting Wong, geneticist and professor of medicine at the Washington University in St. Louis.